The revelation of the Holy Quran to our Prophet lasted exactly 23 years. For the first 13 of those years, the Muslims lived as a minority in the pagan establishment of Mecca and were subjected to terrible oppression. Many Muslims were physically tortured, others were martyrized, and most had their homes and property pillaged. They were constantly insulted and threatened. Nonetheless, the Muslims continued to live without resorting to violence and constantly called the pagans to the way of peace. When the oppression the associators were subjecting them to finally became intolerable, the Muslims immigrated to the city of Medina, where they could live in a climate of freedom and friendship and set up their own administration there. When war became unavoidable, however, our Lord supported the Prophet with various miracles. One such miracle was the way that our Lord sent his angels to the assistance of our Prophet and the sincere believers. Although the number of Muslims was far less than the associators, they entered the fray behind our Prophet with the greatest courage and determination. And, with the miraculous help of Allah, won great victories. The Quran describes how Allah supported the believers with his angels and how he told our Prophet of that angelic assistance in battle. Remember when you called on your Lord for help and he responded to you, "I will reinforce you with 1,000 angels riding rank after rank." Allah only did this to give you good news and that so your hearts would be at rest. Victory comes from no one but Allah. Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. Our Lord's promise of such glorious and miraculous victories was the greatest piece of news for our Prophet and the believers alongside him. No matter how weak they had become, our Prophet and the faithful always emerged victorious with Allah's help. They overcame associators' armies many times larger than their own. Many verses of the Quran reveal that Allah assists his fearful and obedient servants at times that appear difficult and troubled. The Quran imparts the glad tidings that he will always help show a way out, even in situations that appear to have no possible solution. Whoever has fear of Allah, he will give him a way out and provide for him from where he does not expect. Whoever puts his trust in Allah, he will be enough for him. Allah always achieves his aim. Our Prophet and the believers alongside him always had complete trust in Allah and submitted to him. They lived by the moral values of the Quran and sought to attain his approval in all that they did. In return, Allah gave them a feeling of peace and security. They obtained wealth and property, even under the most difficult conditions, and led generally delightful lives.